It's your 7:30 second date update. Just trying to help you out in your dating life. So if you've gone on a date and you feel like this date went great, I should have a second date. Someone should be texting me afterwards. Oh. But you're not getting that. Instead, you're getting blocked. You're getting completely ghosted. Call us up. We can help you out. You can reach out to us through Instagram at Mix1051Utah, like Chris did. What up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys?
You tell us. What's going on?
Oh, man. So pretty much I met this girl, Jess, at my work. Pretty much we just worked at the same restaurant, local restaurant. Anyways, okay. One thing led to another. We ended up hooking up. Jess ended up, like, leaving for another job. I guess she was getting paid more somewhere else. But anyways, we stayed in contact.
Okay, so she didn't leave because you guys hooked up and, like, something happened there at work. Like, that's not why she bailed.
No.
Okay. Just want to make sure, like, it wasn't like you guys kiss and the next day she was like, ew, I'm out.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Continue.
Yeah. So, you know, we kind of were like talking, but now we're not, but, I kind of feel like I maybe know what's wrong. But I'm not really too sure. I did tell her though that I was a single father, and I'm just kind of thinking now that maybe, probably thinking like, oh, that's too much baggage, or I don't know, but either way, it's not like I'm looking for her to be like a single mom to my kid or anything.
Yeah,
I just really would like to hear from her. Like, she was super nice, we had a good time.
I want to go back so I can understand something. When she left the work, you said you guys still did talk for a bit. So
yeah, like, okay, we were talking, like, even though she went to another gig or
Yeah. Okay, so it was sometime in there when you started getting to know each other better, she found out that you had a child, and you think maybe that's why she's... Yeah, go ahead.
The child come up before or after the...
Original making out?
The making out.
Oh,
like after the hookup? It came after the hookup.
Mm. Okay, so that kind of leads to what you're thinking, that maybe now that she knows more of your history...
I feel like, I don't know. This is all new to me, but yeah. I mean, that'll be my life.
You're stressed about this. At some point, you're going to have to go on dates again, and you have two kids.
Yeah, I think you lead with that.
First things first, before the hookup.
Yeah.
All right. Chris, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, we think maybe that might be the reason. Do you want us to call up Jess, though, and just kind of confirm it and see what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing I can think about. But like I said, like, we had a great time. She's super nice. I just don't understand. That's the only thing I can think about.
Okay, well, let's do this. And give us Jess's number off air. We'll track her down. We'll call her up, and we'll see why she's not calling you back, okay?
Okay, cool. Thank you, guys.
It's your 7:30 second date update. We're helping out Chris. So Chris and Jess met at work, and within the first few weeks of them working together, they hooked up. And right after that, Jess left for another job. And if you're saying she left because of the hookup, not according to Chris. She just got a better job. They were still talking on the phone, getting to know each other. And it was during this time that Chris did mention to Jess, hey, by the way, I'm a single dad. And kind of since then, Jess hasn't been calling Chris back. And so we're going, as well as Chris, maybe that's freaking her out. She's not ready to be a stepmom in someone's life. And Chris is going, I'm not asking for that right now. I'm just wanting to keep our relationship going. Chris, did I get that right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool, man. We do have Jess on the phone, so I'm going to have her transferred through to this side. Just kind of listen in, and let's see what happens and see if we can get to the bottom of this, okay?
All right.
Cool. Hey, Jess, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. So I'm John, and Chantel's here as well. We do a morning show on Mix 105.1. Do you have a few minutes just to be on the radio with us?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Awesome. One of the things we do on our show is we help people out who have gone on dates and then they kind of get ghosted. And you actually recently ghosted a listener of ours who reached out to us. And we're just trying to kind of get some answers. So I hope you're cool with helping us here. Do you remember Chris?
Oh, no, thank you. I don't need to get involved with that mess. No, thank you.
I guess
what mess? You got a problem with me having a kid or something? I don't get it. What's up?
No, that's not the problem at all, actually.
Then what is it then?
Well, it involves you living with another woman. I saw her when we were saying goodbye on FaceTime the other night.
I don't live with her. We just do co-parenting. That's like my baby mama's...
Living together does not equal co-parenting. Okay.
Hold on. Hold on. Hi, Jess. By the way, Chris is on the phone. I'm sure. It seems like you definitely figured that part out. Chris, are you living in the same house as your ex, who's also the mother of your child?
I have a daughter. She's like literally like six.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I've been trying to like work this out with, you know, accommodating my daughter's needs, me being a father, and, you know, just her not going through trauma because, you know, me and the mom are broken up. I mean, most of the time I'm always sleeping in the spare room, you know? It's not like...
Hold on, most of the time?
This is so much for me. I can't.
Right, most of the time. Are you kidding me? So you sleep in the bed with her?
I mean, just like my child had a nightmare, and we had to be there for her, and, you know...
Oh, my God.
It's just a six-year-old girl. I'm trying to be like a good dad.
So,
okay. And like you couldn't address this like the first 10 times we talked.
Yeah, I'm with Jess on this, Chris. Like this is.
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead, Chantel.
I'm just trying to gather my thoughts. They're broken up.
I don't understand what the problem is. I go out on a date with a girl. I have a kid. I'm not with the baby's mama.
But you've made the lines so muddy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no, like, clean break there. Also, I understand that it's, like, you're trying to maintain a level of normalcy for your six-year-old daughter. Totally get that.
It's about a six-year-old daughter needing her mom and dad and not being traumatized through a breakup.
No, I totally get that.
This girl and her date and her... point of view because she wants what she wants from the date, you know? I have a daughter. I get it. If it's a lot of baggage, that's fine. That's the truth of my story, though.
You can come
up with whatever narrative you want, but I don't hook up with my baby's mama.
He's in denial.
Yeah, I think we can all say that I don't think that the too much baggage is the fact that he has a child.
Mm-hmm.
She's totally open to that concept.
Yeah.
I think the fact is that he doesn't have a clean break with, like, a past relationship, and it's very muddy, and yes, that is a mess. Like, that's a mess.
I'm just in a mature... Like, I have something I have to handle, and I'm trying to handle it the best that I can. So, I mean, all this judgment, all this, like, whatever, like, I'm telling you what it is. I don't appreciate the judgment. I'm just doing the best I can as a father.
Listen, I don't have a problem, Chris. I don't have a problem with your daughter. I don't have a problem with you having a child. I don't even have a problem with you co-parenting. But this is not how co-parenting works. You don't sleep in the bed with the co-parent. Like, I don't... That... No.